that we can catch up on how important worship is. But I remember there was this lady who could sing, man. I mean, she was blowing everybody out the water who was around her. I mean, it just wasn't just the voice and just the anointing she was singing in. And what happened to her, she started singing a lot. And she's still a friend of mine. So I wouldn't call her name because I'm about to say something that has to do with worship. But then she got off and started having so many appointments to sing. She started calling it gigs or shows. She said, and I mean, I was shocked. I think I was in California. She said, no, I got to do my next show 2 days from now. I said, show. And what have happened is she have almost ruined her voice, hollering for those people instead of using that voice to glorify God. You follow what I'm saying? And I wish I could talk with her. I don't know. I don't know. She was telling me how she was in a Rolls Royce to go get a McDonald's hamburger one time. She had a new Rolls Royce. She went and got a hamburger at McDonald's. You imagine a Rolls Royce driving through the... But to say that, I say that to say this, you got to be real mindful with worship. Because it can easily turn into a show. And I think that that's one of the things that have blocked the body of Christ from many manifestations that they could be having. And what I'm trying to do now is open up the Red Sea and open up the revelation of worship from the Master, the Lord Jesus. I think he knew about worship. And we're going to look at him in a different setting. He taught this woman at the well in John 4. Brought her into salvation to get saved. Then he taught her about worship. And now we're going to see the Master face with somebody else wanting his worship. Somebody else always wants your worship. This world wants you to worship it. People want you to worship them. Groups want you to worship them. But you got to reserve your worship only for him. Worship is reverence, respect, honor. And so we find out that where prayer sometimes don't break the wall down, people who really know how to function in the things of God go into worship, and the very wall that confession and prayer didn't break down, worship were tagged down. And so I got to think about that. You know, worship, as I commune and meditate it, worship is probably one of the greatest spiritual act. Or let's say it this way, I think worship penetrates more spiritually than anything I've ever known. Even prayer, even confession, even meditation, all of them take parts, you know. But I think worship is when you go in his presence and acknowledge who he is. And just give him the glory and the adoration. It's something about this worship here this morning. You see, because I see people are hungry and thirsty to worship God for themselves. They don't want you worshiping God for them. You heard people hollering out here this morning, screaming and jumping and dancing. It's because there's a built-in mechanism for every child of God to release themselves to God. And if they don't have that chance, they're being robbed. So that's why you got to stop entertainment and really get in worship and then give the people a chance to express themselves to God through song, making melody into their hearts unto the Lord. I thought it was beautiful. I mean, it makes my day. So, another statement I want to tell you that may help you here. You must worship in your willingness. This is when the enemy wants you to give up. I say you must, if you're going through a willingness is in life, a willingness is a time when things seem like they're not going to come out right. When the enemy making a loud noise, saying he got you in a trap you can't get out. That's a willingness. And all the time prayer or just reading the word will not create enough spiritual depth for you to sense God is with you. But by faith, you begin to worship him and adore him and tell him he's the supreme and the sovereign and the almighty God, and that you trust him more than you trust anything else. It will bring into la pasiquita. It will begin to manifest strength and power and glory and presence and protection that you've never seen before. So it's so grand and so great that we can get back to worship. Now, in order to worship God properly, I found out in our text this morning, we're going to read in a few moments, you have to stay full of the Spirit. Stay full of the Spirit, and he will keep you full of worship. Find out to really worship God properly, you got to be full of the Spirit, led by the Spirit, and be full of the Word. And it because the Word is describing God. He's a being that you've never seen. But the Word began to describe and give us a description of how much he loves us, how much ability he has, how much he will forgive you if you make a mistake. He's just a good God, isn't he? Yes. And so the word, for lack of a better word, explains God. His majesty, his might, his power, his supernaturalness. His ability to walk in the realm of the impossible and make it possible. That's a big God, isn't it? And so the word would do that. And so when we really come into God's presence, we want to acknowledge to him that we know you did it. Huh? We know you did it. We know you doing it. You did it. You will do it for us. So let's look at a scripture here. Well, I say I want to, let's renew a little bit. Let's go back to last Sunday for a moment, just a moment. I want to go back to part one in worshiping. Let's go back to that, and let's see what we got in here. Using the worship, spirit of worship, the warfare. That's not it. How to take worship to another level. Now, you might look in your notes, you might have some of these things. And we came from John 4. John's gospel, I better read it. Yeah, Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Go to John chapter 4. John's gospel chapter 4. And I want to read and do some highlights from last Sunday on taking worship to another level. Because we say some things. You know, in teaching, you have to go over things over and over again. My spiritual father was a master at that. He would preach the same text for 6 years. I mean, he's just a master, man. Didn't bother him whether you say, well, he ain't got no new text. He just won't preach his text, man. I could admire him for that. But in John's Gospel, chapter 4, he has God having an experience with a sinner woman. Jesus having an experience with a sinner woman. And he's telling her about her life and telling her about how she can straighten her life out. But then they got to talking about worship. And the 20th verse, John 4:20. I don't want to stay here too long with this overlap, but let me do it. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Talking about a place of worship. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain, everybody with me? Yes. Nor yet in Jerusalem do what? Worship who? Worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not. What? Now, there's something there, right? But we know what we worship for salvation of the Jews. You still with me? Yes, now, watch the 23rd and 24th verse, because the utmost important for the upcoming insight on worship, because I believe many of you are going to get your breakthrough. You're good people. You love God. You pay your tithe. You sing praises. You confess scriptures, you meditate the word, you aim to live a holy and clean life, set apart for the kingdom of God. You don't want to make God shame. Come on, talk to me. But it seemed like some places you can't get. I believe that when you understand this worship experience properly, there are some places you're going to go that your prayer couldn't take you. And you know prayer is a powerful thing. But worship is a form of praying because you just adoring God. You act like you don't have good sense. You're going through something. You're going through something. Don't look like you can get out. But you act like you don't have good sense because you got joy. You got peace. You're telling God how good he's been to you, how big he is. Everything going wrong now in the natural. But you done stepped out of the natural into the realm of the supernatural in the presence of God. Anybody know what I'm talking about? So I believe that we're in the verge of some of the biggest breakthrough that the church have ever seen. Talk to me, somebody over here. I believe that at moments, sickness and disease and lack and our children and our grandchildren need protection. Our businesses, I believe we're in a position now that we're believing for things don't look like they want to come through. But I believe that God putting us in a position now by understanding proper worship. Those doors that have been closed so long, you begin to hear them crack open. If I can just get a crack, I can get that door open. If a door, I leave it, bop, 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 bop. This is what we're talking about, real worship. So this is why Satan wants us to worship him. This is why he wants us to apply worship wrongly. Because he knows worship. Say, everybody say worship.
Worship
would get us through to God quicker than anything else. And so he fight worship. He block worship. Watch what I'm going to say next time. He gives substitutes for worship because he know worship will usher you strictly, quickly in the presence of Almighty God. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
So some of you, if you're dealing with something in this lesson, I prescribe to you worship. And I'm going to show you some things here in the word that's going to help you, all right? All right, let's look at the 23rd verse. But the hour coming now is when the true worshiper, underline true worshiper, what that mean? Why did he have to say true worshiper? Don't act like you don't know the opposite. Talk to me. We're in the book of Proverbs now. Proverbs give you a good thing, then they tell you the other thing, right? So that statement is a proverb. That statement there. When the true worshiper, that's a proverb. The next thing come when the false worship. when the true worshiper shall worship the Father, how? For the Father seeketh such to worship him. So there's a vast need, listen to me, there's a vast need of the Holy Spirit to worship. If the Holy Spirit is not participating with you in worship, you're going to end up in the flesh, going through the motion, but never touching your destiny. Your destiny is, I want to get in the presence, not of men, but I want to get in the presence of who? God. And only real, true, spirit-filled worship can bring you in the presence of God. You can get emotion. You can get excitement. You can get entertained. But to get in the presence of God, the supernatural began to manifest. Things began to happen that couldn't happen until somebody worshiped God properly. Not from a negative connotation, you understand me, sister? Not from a negative connotation, but a lot of time God people are blocked from real worship by entertainers, by excitement, by emotion, blocking the glory. When the glory comes, and when you get in the presence of the glory of God, everybody get healed. Everybody bill get paid. Everybody house stop being divided. Husband love their wife. Wives love their husband when you're getting the glory of God. And so a lot of time, I've been in this business a long time, and I see in the apostleship, God had me digging in places where it's not my business. But it's his business. And this worship thing need to be dug into, just like this grace thing need to be dug into. This worship thing need to be dug into that the people of God who are hungry and thirsty for God and men have given them a substitute. And their glory had not fallen. It was emotion that fell. It was excitement that fell. It was entertainment that fell. But when the real glory falls, people get saved left and right. People get healed left and right. People join the church left and right. When the real glory falls. The real glory. The real glory. The real glory. The real glory fell in here this morning. The real glory. She got in the way and got out the way. They're like playing basketball. You get in the way, and then when it's time to shoot, let God shoot. So it says, the 24th verse says, well, no, I got to go back to the 23rd verse. Wait a minute. Ooh, that 10, 10, 20, 24. We're talking about taking worship to another level. Worship is respect, honoring, reverend. We found out that reverend consists of worship consists of a word called sacrifice. Romans 12:1. Worship consists of your body, your mind, and your spirit. Romans 12:1 through 3. In order, you got to put the total man, the whole man. If you're really going to worship God, you got to get your body under control. You got to get your mind under control. You got to get your spirit under control. And you got to have your faith under control. Anybody here with me? To really worship God. I mean, getting the presence of God. I'm not talking about no form and fashion here. I'm talking about walking in the realm of the supernatural. And then God can't stand too much worship. He starts talking. God tell you all your business. You got to tell you all his business. You get to worshiping God, he tell you all his business. You don't understand what I'm saying. You really don't understand what I'm saying. You get to worship God, God starts telling you all his business. You don't understand what I said there. I don't understand what I said either. You get to worship. What? You get to worship in God. Probably God tell you all his business. Now the thought here is, how much business do God have? How much do God know? I mean, how much can God reveal? How much can God expose us to? Somebody see what I'm talking about? You get the worship of God, and God can't hold. God get loose. He can't. He got to tell you miracles. He got to tell you how to have a miracle. How to walk in the supernatural. He got to tell you, hey, you walk this way, you get a demonstration. God, unfold his mind. Unfold his heart. Unfold his hand. When men begin to worship him properly. You imagine God telling you his business? You imagine God telling me, he said, this is the way you do it, Calvin. Don't go that way. Go this way. Yeah, but Lord, don't look right there. Just do what I tell you to do. I know what I'm doing. If God ever start telling you his business, all your business going to be on top. Everything you will do going to be blessed. Because God in the business of blessing people. Notice the end of the 23rd verse. I want to remind you of this true worship. It says, "The Father worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him." Now let's go to Proverbs again. Why do we have to seek somebody to worship? Why? Why do you got to seek people to worship? It got people all over the world proclaiming to be worshiping God this morning. Now, I heard this. God is ready to give up something in you this morning. He's ready to give up something that Satan been trying to hold back. And the avenue of worship is where he going to be able to give that up, because worship take you in his realm. Watch it now. Worship take you in his realm beyond Satan's reach. You can get further enough in worship that Satan can't reach you. I wish somebody talked to me up in here. I said, you can get further enough in worship where Satan, no, Lord, so you can't go here. See, in the Holy of Holies, Satan can't go. Now, he can come to the door and make a lot of noise around the door, but once you go in that door, it's off limit for him. Jesus shut that door in his face. He used to can go up there, but when Jesus died at Calvary, bam, he shut the door. Only the righteous can come this far. You want to stop Satan from keeping up with your business? Knowing every move you make, you won't stop him? Get in proper worship, and there's a cutoff place for him. Do not enter. Only blood-bought children can go this far. I will not permit you, Satan, to get this close to me. Only my children can get this close to me. Are you hearing this? Isn't that wonderful? We got to stop looking normal. As a Christian, we got to stop being like everybody else. We got places we can go everybody else can't go. It's time for the church to take her proper place. So he said, the Father seeks her to worship him. All right, let's go to our text now. Let's go to Matthew 4. It's also recorded in Luke 4. Luke's give a little more information, but Matthew's is the text I started studying, so I'm going to go there. Even this temptation to Jesus in different places in Matthew and Luke. In Matthew's, it's the last temptation that he worked when Jesus was out there in that wilderness. But I got some points for you. Anybody feeling better yet? Anybody been having blockage in the spirit world, recognizing that now you about to lift your little bony hands right in the, all our hands, right in the presence of God at your house by yourself and tell God how much you love him and get in the presence of God, that God can manifest things in your life that no way possible to be manifested by Pekata Suka because you praise him with your body, your mind, and your spirit. It costs you to praise God. It costs you to worship God. All right. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 8, is one of the temptations when Jesus was led in the spirit. Luke said he was full of the spirit, led by the spirit, and he was fasting at the same time. That's three good combinations. Full of the spirit, led by the spirit, and on a fast. That's powerful there, boy. But then it got down to, in Matthew called it the last temptation here, Jesus kept using the sword of the Spirit. He kept using the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, all right? The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. It's at Ephesians 6:17, all right? And in Hebrews 4:12, it's the sword of the Spirit. Say, the word of God,
is the sword of my spirit.
When I use it properly, things must happen to my advantage. Hallelujah. You know, I can close the book right now. We preach good enough already. You in Matthew 4? Here's a temptation, verse 8. Watch this. Again, the devil taketh him. He never stops, you know. taking him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showed him all the kingdom of the world and the glory of them. Now, I said, well, did he take him to a mountain? What happened here? Meditation. The Lord said, no, the devil will take your vision and your imagination if you don't watch him, and he'll show you a bunch of stuff. You know, a lot of dream you have from the devil. It ain't from God. If it ain't to mess your family up, that the devil bind it. Get up, bind it. Say, I bind. Don't worry about it. Get up. I bind you in the name of Jesus. That's him to talk too much, and God done showed it to you. Now you can bind him before he do it. Don't go telling everybody a bad dream. Bind the thing and forget it. Kill it. Choke it. Give it a stroke. Do something to it. Again, the devil taking them up to a seen high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world and the glory of them. Isn't that something? And said unto him, now the devil talking to Jesus, right?
Yes, sir.
All these things, what? If what? Here's something I found out. The devil wants worship. And from a real Christian, you can't get it. And it torment him that somebody have turned their back on him and only lift their hand to the Lord. See, Satan is jealous of God, and he wants God's children to come worship him. But Jesus said, no, you got Adam and Eve, but you're not going to get me. We about to turn this thing around now. No, I'm not going to worship you. Watch what he tell him. Then said Jesus to him, get thee hence. Get behind me, Satan. Now watch what Jesus said. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. Whoa. Whoa. What a text. Stop Satan in his track. You dealing with something? You want to stop Satan in his trap? Track? Huh? You want to stop? Yeah, stop Satan in his trap also? You begin to worship God, and God going to open some avenue for you. Let me give you some things now to think about. Let me give you some things to think about. The spiritual value and the spiritual substance of real worship are so dynamic until Satan want it for himself. He knows that you have a design in you to worship God that will blow him out of the water. So he want that to him. And see, so when we go to emotion, entertainment, we go to excitement, get in these places of emotion, entertainment, excitement, we stop the present. We stop the glory. We stop the door from being open. We stop the manifestation of only God can bring in. And so one of the greatest robbery that Satan have ever pulled on the believer is not letting them get into true worship. I look at my son, his wife, and his son. I think his son. That's your son next to you right there? Look, that's your son, son? Right there. That's your son? Yeah, I look at them, and that's your wife, right? And if they get in their house and begin to worship God, Satan knows that the deal is over. So that's why he wanted it. He wanted to come to him. Now watch me. Again, I said, therefore, through emotion, entertainment, and excitement, he aims to cut off the real flow of worship. When we recognize that true worship, listen to me, now get this now, I want you to get in your note, releases God's presence. True worship, say that to me, true worship releases God's presence. Second thing is, it gives God pleasure. It releases God's presence, and true worship gives God pleasure. Third thing, and the power of his glory will be released. Now we got three things happening, right? First thing happened what? How many know when God's presence, that thing going to happen mightily? Worship releases God's presence. Secondly, what? It gives God's pleasure. It's pleasing to God, right? Third one, what? Woo! Let me tell you when all this happened. Let me tell you what happened next. You ready? Let me read it all over to you, and you're going to get the gist of it. When we recognize that true worship releases God's presence, gives God pleasure, and that the power of his glory be released. You got that? Three things, right? Here's what happened then. Then the atmosphere turned into the supernatural, and the flow of God's goodness began to manifest. Ooh, y'all robbed me on that, boy. Listen, I hope you're hearing this. You got that? You understand that? See, three things happen. His presence is released. You please him. It give him pleasure when his child acknowledge that he's the only true God. And then it released the power of his glory. And then the atmosphere changed into the supernatural. Come on now. And what happened when the atmosphere and the flow of God's goodness began to manifest? Satan can't block it no more. Satan can't stop it no more. See, because the atmosphere have shifted. That's Montreal saying about the atmosphere, right? The atmosphere shift, and therefore now the forces of God is in charge. It may be for a while that it was in the atmosphere that the forces of Satan or this world was in charge. But when a true worshiper started worshiping God, the atmosphere changed. And the supernatural become possible. And God began to manifest his glory and his goodness and his grace. Woo! Then that which is hindering you must bow to you. I got it, Lord. Listen, you listening? When you bow down and worship God, everything against you got to bow down to you. Are you listening to me? So I've given you this one already, but I'm going to read it to you again. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest robbery that has ever been pulled is stealing the focus from God in worship. Stealing the focus from God. God, our focus in worship, our focus must be on... Come on, point your finger up there. Point your finger up there because you about to get some deliverance right now. You about to get some freedom right now. Keep that finger up there because God see you saying now that my focus and my praise must be on him, right? Yes. Just for that, God going to do something for you. You know, a whole church got their hand pointing up toward God. Do you know what's going to happen up in here? Just as a group of believers, we're acknowledging that all the praise and all the honor and all the glory and all the worship and all the thanksgiving belong to him. And him alone. He the one. We acknowledge him. He the one got us born again. He the one got us filled with the Holy Ghost. He the one who set my foot on a glory trail. I'm thankful. Are you thankful? Say, Lord, I'm thankful. All right, you may be seated. Watch this. Watch this and listen very carefully. Satan wants to promote himself. Remember our text, he said, fall down and worship me. Watch why he wants to promote himself. And cut the church off from the demonstration of the Spirit. Satan wants to promote himself and cut the church off from the demonstration of the Spirit. You see, what he said in that scripture, fall down and worship me, I'll give you all this. It's already belong to Jesus. The Bible tells us all things are yours. The scripture said that. It's already ours. Don't be come giving me something to kill me. Giving me something that I already could have and live with. It's already ours. So you want to promote himself? He want to cut the church off from the demonstration of the Spirit. See, when we get to worshiping God properly, our heart lifted up toward Him, God began to demonstrate in a supernatural atmosphere. He began to create power that the impossible becomes possible. Amen?
Amen.
The impossible, say
the impossible
become possible in the atmosphere
of worship.
Don't forget that. Don't forget that one. And I told you, worship, you must worship in your wilderness. See, Jesus is in the wilderness now. When things like it, everything like it going to hell, going to pot, just coming against Him, just stop fussing with yourself and just start talking to the Lord. Lord, I thank You. See, Lord, I thank You. Turn to John chapter 16 in your Bible. I'll make a statement. We're going to read the scripture to back us up. You getting blessed?
Yes, sir.
You must put the Holy Spirit in charge of all worship. Are you listening to me? By yielding to the anointing of worship. The anointing of worship. Not the acting of worship. Not the assuming of worship. But the anointing. The anointing. When you hear the word anointing, who that make you think about?
Christ.
And who else?
Holy Spirit,
see? So the Messiah and the Holy Spirit. So watch this now, watch this. You had John 16, right?
Yes, sir.
We must put the Holy Spirit in charge. Put John 16, 13 up for me, please. John 16, 13. We must put the Holy Spirit in charge of all worship by yielding to the anointing of worship. Say the anointing of worship.
The anointing.
All supposed to be worship is not anointed.
All right.
Now, Leroy pointed something out to me on last Sunday when I told you, some of y'all weren't here last Sunday, but when I was talking about when Jehoshaphat had that battle,
yes, sir.
And the prophet prophesied how to win it, uh-huh. Told him the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. And then the prophet told him to appoint.
Uh-huh. Come on, Apostle.
That wasn't an applied application. But He appointed who He wanted.
Yes.
Be some appointment up in here. You got to appoint. He appointed. Read it again.
That's right.
He told him, appoint some. Don't just tell everybody, come on, y'all, who wants to sing?
Oh, no. That's very important.
He appointed. All right, now notice His voice. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come. Now, He here now. He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear. In worship, you have to be hearing what the Holy Spirit is saying.
Yes.
In order for it to be a divine act.
Yes.
Never push yourself. Never brag on what you did in worship service.
Oh, that's good, Dad. That's good.
Don't punk out on God. Listen. No, you here to praise God. You don't advertise yourself. Talk to Him over here. Give me the 14th verse. He shall, there it is. See, yes. What? What did He say?
Glorify me.
Am I teaching, Junior?
Hallelujah.
It's the Holy Ghost, man. I could hold myself in a wet paper bag. Thank God. I got to praying this morning. The Lord said, just don't pray no more. Let me handle it. I said, thank you, Jesus. He shall see all worship, any form of worship, always remember, worship, glorify the Father, glorify the Son, glorify the Holy Ghost. And when you give God glory, He send glory back. Somebody give God praise. I said, when you give God glory, he send his glory back. You understand what I'm saying? Now, this is very important. You had an hour on that clock? All right. It's very important. Substitutes must be discerned and directed. Whenever there's substitute in any type of spiritual form, that someone must discern it and bold enough to direct it. Might be a few folks get hot, but that's all right. I'd rather for a few folks to get hot than God to be hot.
Right.
So you might lose a few members. That's all right. God will send somebody out there, God and the whole family coming.
Yeah.
Phew.
Come on, then.
We got to get this thing right, man. Yes, I want to live my whole life full. You bless.
On top.
I don't want to live riding in the back of a pickup truck. God say he come that I might have life and that I might have it what? How?
More
abundantly. That's what I want then. That's what I'm going to have. Say it. That's what I'm going to have. Say it. That's what I'm going to have. Tell the point next to you. That's what I'm going to have.
That's right.
God said it.
Come on, Apostle.
Church government. If government is not in place to direct people, you're going to get substitutes. You're going to get things that are going to look like the real thing, but you're not getting the result. You got to get the result. The thing got to be real for the result to manifest. So here the law says, substitute must be discerned. Now, not every church. Most every church need this message. Because there's a whole lot of jamming going on, and God ain't in the jam. The music sound good, the playing, but God never showed up. They were sweating and running, but it was emotion. You could have did that at the track. We used to sing a song, "The Presence of the Lord is Here." Right here, right now, brother. I want somebody to judge it. Right here, right now, I can sense the presence of Almighty God. Mean that he is pleased with government, discernment and direction.
Yes.
See, the problem apostolically, the churches don't have no government. They're trying to govern in the flesh. You have to govern in the spirit. You have to govern with compassion and boldness mixed together. Unafraid and afraid at the same time. You understand? Unafraid and afraid at the same time. Unafraid because you know you got a job to do, and afraid you don't want to step over the boundary. You got the fear of the Lord in you. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of what?
Wisdom.
Mark chapter 15, verse 8. Spot me, please. Mark 15, 8. You know, you knew what I got to tell her, spot me. Spot me. Come on now, girl. You got to catch on. You got to catch my language. Mark 15. Hey, she can't spot me. You ain't going to spot me. There you.
Come on,
Apostle. And the multitude crying aloud began to desire him to do as he had ever done unto them. I don't know if that's the right voice. Go to the next. Go to the ninth voice. But Pilate answered them, saying, "Will you that I release unto you the king of the Jews?" All right, go to, I told you the wrong voice. Go to Matthew 15. Wrong voice. My fault. I do miss it sometimes. But I ain't missing on his worship, I tell you that right now. Matthew 15, 8. Oh, yeah, that's the one. We didn't want to see it, but there it is. These people draws nigh unto me with their songs and with their music and honor me with their lips, You know what that means? You know what that means? Nothing happening. Nothing happening. You're still in the flesh. Go to the next verse. But in, oh my. So there's a revelation of vain worship. Empty worship. And you leave empty handed. You leave empty hearted. Huh? You leave with no deliverance. You just had a good song. And you cut up and made some noise. When you get home, the devil said, I'm still here. You went to the place where you can get something, but you didn't get nothing. So I'm still here. And I'm going to whoop you again today. But in vanity worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandment of men. Now you can get a revelation there. See, See, teaching for doctrine the commandment of men, but there's a revelation there in, when you come down to worship, playing and singing in your manhood, in your flesh, and not in the spirit. The Lord said, I can't accept that. Just can't accept it. It won't work. It's killing my people. My people think they're getting blessed and they're not getting blessed. My people need an answer this morning. I don't know about you, but I need an answer, me. Now, here's a very slick one. Mark 15, go to Mark 15 now, 17. Here's one. I talked about false worship, fake worship, and full worship. False and fake worship. Mark 15, 17. And now this time, when they were crucifying Jesus, watch this. And they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorn and put it up on about his head, right?
Yes, sir.
Next voice. Wait, what happened? Wow. And began to salute him. Uh-huh. Hail, King of the Jews. Uh-huh. Next voice. And they smote him on the head with a reed. Now watch this. And then spit upon him. Then look what they did then. Look what next. This must be fake, right?
Yeah.
And bow their knees and worship him. No, not real. And it has to be the Son. Give me the next voice. Look at these people. And when, now they just got through washing him. Now, and when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him. And but she is just a front service. We didn't come here and cut up in here, and it's just a front service. It wasn't really to him. It was to us. We were enjoying ourselves. We were trying to prove that we are so good and so mighty, and our voice is so good, or we can play it so good. But then we're really not hooked up properly. Then we go right out, put that voice back up there and mark him. He's marked. Running your mouth.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yes. Treating people wrong.
Yes, sir.
Lying like a dog.
Yes, sir.
And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him. They took his raw colors off of him. And that's what happened. When we don't worship God right, we take the raw robe off of him. And he can't reveal himself like he want to reveal himself to us because we stripped him down to somebody else. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the King of Kings. He's the Master. He's everything. When you don't worship him right, when you fake worship and have false worship, and you're stripping the robe off of him, let him walk in his purple this morning. Let him walk in here as King of Kings. Let him deal with things supernaturally on our behalf. Let him bless this house this morning. Let him remove the burden of Satan. Let him destroy the yoke in here this morning. Can you see this? Don't take the robe off him. Don't mock him with some little sensical fleshly worship, making noise, got people all shook up. in their flesh. Let the glory fall like it is here now. Woo! I believe anybody in here can get anything they desire right now, because the presence of the Lord is here. He has charged the very atmosphere. Glory to God. Come on, somebody help me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise his holy name. You see, I'll give you some more revelation. And they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him. They put the rags back on him. See, you see, they took the raw robe off and made him regular. Made him made him regular. See, we can't make him regular up in here. No. He got to wear his raw robe in here. I need him doing something supernatural. You, I need him blessing, giving blessing that I can't get myself. Put the robe back on him. Watch this now. See, I got my Cheerios now. And led him to crucify him. No, when real worship is in place, you lead him out to magnify him. Make him bigger than everybody else. Bigger than me, bigger than you, bigger than them. Let the Lord be magnified. Help me. Come on, everybody got to help me now. Let the Lord be magnified. I'm going to close here. Listen very closely, but the Lord about to pronounce something over you. Listen very closely, whether you're a visitor or what. The Lord, it's a day. Something happened today that he told me ahead of time. It's going on in here now. The spiritual value of the body of Christ, and that's of believers, is being released in indescribable glory starting today. There are blessings that you will begin to receive starting today. You will not be able to describe it. Got it? Let me lay a hand on you, make sure y'all get it. Got it? Blessing that you cannot describe begins today in your life. You understand what I'm saying, son?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Blessing that you can't describe. You won't be able to describe it. You won't be able to describe it. The blessing gonna flow. You won't be able to describe it. Blessing. You try to explain it to somebody, but you don't have the word to explain it. Because the glory of the Lord is risen in this place. The glory of the Lord is risen in your life today. Things you heard today have changed your disposition, have changed your mind about everything. Today is the day that the Lord speaks mightily in your life. Today is the day you've been looking for. Today is the day you've been praying for. Today, this is the day you've been reading your Bible about. This is the day of heaven on earth. But the glory of the Lord going to start doing something. The glory of the Lord going to start doing something that never have been done in your life before. But now you've got in the midst of the glory of God. You receive that? Hallelujah. You receive that? Hallelujah. Come on, son, help me here. You receive that? Hallelujah. I receive your seed. Yeah. The glory. The glory. The glory. I appreciate you, God. The glory. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, the glory, hallelujah. Woo! Let me read this to you again. I'll tell you, we burst a spiritual bubble. The spiritual value of the body of Christ, I mean of the believer, will be released in undescribable glory starting today. See, what the Spirit have said. See, a lot of breakthrough. That song they sung about breakthrough. Huh? Come here, you come. Come, child. Come. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. Breakthrough like never before. Breakthrough, breakthrough. Lift over your hand now. Here come your breakthrough. Here come your breakthrough. Here it comes. Bah! That is right there. Today is a special day. Tell somebody today is a special day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Tell somebody, oh, glory. Oh, glory. I done walked into something. Tell them I done walked into something. Tell somebody I walked into something just now. I walked. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory. You say you born again? Your spirit filled? Your spirit filled? What's your name? Lift your hand. Lift your hand. Lift both of your hands. Ha, ha, ha. That is right there, son. Ha, 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 ha. Glory, 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 glory. 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 Glory, glory, glory. Come on, help me, somebody. Glory, 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 glory. Erabashata, glory, glory. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Ha, ha, ha. Glory, 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 glory. Ay, 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 ay. Glory, glory. Hey, 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 hey. Glory, glory. Glory, glory. Glory, glory. Hey, 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 hey. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, hey, hey, hey. Ha, 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 ha. Glory, glory, glory. Woo! Glory, glory. Hiya, yo. Shepro, Sanda, and Pacho, Kohekada. Kate, Pashaka, and Mangre, Bacon, the Kate, Kate, Prete, Kataka. Glory, glory, glory. Hey, glory, glory. Thank God for His glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hey, glory, glory. Hey, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hey, glory, Kasa, Plasa. Glory, 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 glory. Hey, hey, Prasata. Glory, 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 glory. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Somebody, Sata. Glory, 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 glory. Hey, Prasata. Glory, glory, glory. Help us in it, Messiah. I say glory, glory, glory. The Lord God strong and mighty. Glory. Give Him His praise. The Lord God strong and mighty. Come on, say it. The Lord God strong and mighty. Glory, glory, glory. Glory. Come on, y'all gotta work with me now. Oh, receive, God. Receive. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, somebody help me. Glory. Glory. Come here. You. Come here. Child. Child. Yeah, you come here. Glory to God. Glory. Lift your hand up. Lift your hand up. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha. You won't be stopped now. They've been stopping you, but they won't stop you no more. Glory to God. Ha ha, they've been trying to hold you back. But they won't, I don't know that y'all, but they won't hold you back no more. Glory to God. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Glory. Everybody stand and bow your head before him. Just bow your head before him for a moment so we can thank him and be reverenced before him. What he's saying to us is beyond our point of understanding. But Lord, we just thankful that we was present today in your presence. The things we have heard from you today, let it be everlasting, changing words in our lives, our situation, as we come to the place to be real and true worshipers, that you can manifest yourself in our midst as you desire to manifest yourself. Well, girl, get your family and come on, and anyone else that the Lord is leading you to be a part of this church, I want you to start moving now. And persons who need to be saved.